7.3.
Restricted areas are places where a serious danger is present, so it's essential that these should be kept locked at all times. Under no circumstances should anyone be able to access them unless they have a permit to work. In other words, a written form giving permission to work in the restricted area.
And the permits to work and the keys to restricted areas can only be issued by the electrical supervisor?
That's right. So that one individual is responsible for electrical safety for the whole plant. Only that person is authorized to issue permits to work.
Presumably, it's important that permits are issued every single time someone enters a restricted area. Each time they do a new job, they need a new permit.
Exactly. They shouldn't be issued for any longer than a full shift.
Okay.
And it's crucial that there's just a single key to each restricted area. The whole idea of having a lockout system is to ensure that only one person has access to switch gear at any given time. So whatever happens, someone cannot switch on a circuit at a switchboard while somebody else is working on it somewhere else in the plant.
If we imagine a technician needs to, let's say they're going to change a motor on one of the lines, they get a permit to work and obtain the key to the switchboard from the electrical supervisor. Then they take the key, unlock the door to the switchboard, switch off the circuit breaker for the motor to isolate it, then lock the door again.
That's right. Then, while they're working, it's vital that they keep the key on them continuously.